Well, there we are. Hour number two begins. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Operation Epic Fury, day 41. How are things looking? Well, the ceasefire is in place. Not everybody agrees on who agreed to what. Israel and Hezbollah still going at it? Oh, the Pakistanis are saying, no, that was supposed to be a ceasefire over them, too. President Trump says not true. J.D. Vance says not true. Bibi Netanyahu say not true. So, could be a language barrier, could be confusion. I don't know. But here's where we're at. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. I believe maybe only two oil tankers got through, and then they closed it. And the reasoning they said is, hey, Israel didn't stop. We'll see if they can work that one out. But the Strait of Hormuz being closed, and Netanyahu might they say, no, I didn't agree to any agreement. Why would I stop attacking those who have attacked Israel? I'm going after Hezbollah. All right. In Lebanon. That's where they hide out. That's where they're kind of located now, if you will. All right. You've got that going on. We'll continue to follow that, obviously. Wednesday, CNN, on the brief, you had Congressman Raja?
Sure.
I don't know. It's Raja, I guess.
Yeah.
Krishnamurthy. Just rolls right off the tongue.
Whatever happened to the easy names in Congress, you know?
Yeah.
Politics.
So. Well, we are a melting pot, Greg.
Yeah, I know. We got a bunch of people that are in our melting pot, unfortunately, that are leading our country who probably should go back to where they came from.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. There's that. So anyway, this congressman discussed Iran and said, my biggest fear is that the rhetoric that Donald Trump uses, the actions that he takes, could actually provoke them to take preemptive action, such as maybe a terrorist attack on American soil or against American interests elsewhere or using ballistic missiles. Raj, yo, bro. I think that has been done.
Americans have
died. A couple times?
Yes.
I think that we all agreed, I thought we did, that Iran was the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the world.
Yeah.
Funding Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis.
Maybe he's not been paying attention for the last 47 years.
I guess. I mean, it is kind of odd, isn't it?
And you're a congressman, and you somehow don't know this?
These actions, yeah. Trump's words and actions may provoke Iran to commit terrorism on U.S. soil. Oh, like,
okay.
Welcome to the program. Mm-hmm. As a congressman, one would hope you've already been at least somewhat edumacated in that particular area. But
you missed that day.
Well, two things. He is a Democrat.
Well, yeah.
And he is from Illinois.
Oh, well, that's two strikes right there.
Yeah. And he called it Illinois until somebody finally corrected him.
Well, then that's three strikes he's out.
See, he was trying to learn that and didn't have time to learn about, you know, the terrorism and Iran's strong ties.
And that they kill people.
Yeah. Okay. See, he didn't get there yet. That's an upcoming class for him.
I don't think he has any class.
Are you ready for an automatic U.S. military draft?
Really?
I have not heard much chatter about this. We've had discussions about whether having people registered automatically for the draft. They're not having a draft. They're having registration for a possible draft.
Gotcha.
But
no, not much.
I got to tell you, and I know people get offended because, Israel does it. So, you want to be just like them. They do have kind of an interesting concept where you have to serve 2 years in the military, all young, able-bodied adults, and I believe it's 3 years for men, 2 years for women. I think that we could do an abbreviated form of that. So, and maybe you could combine it with some good civics lessons, some constitutional lessons, also like some basic training stuff, because the kids today could probably use that, many of them. And combine it and make it like as part of either your senior year or your senior year and say first year where you get credits. And maybe it could be part of your credit part-time. You're going to like a tech school, or you're going to a vocational school, or you're going to a university. Somehow to try to work that component in there. And I think it might help us to maybe you get a kind of a patriotic crew that's coming out of school, because now they kind of have maybe a greater understanding of what's at stake. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. But here's what the actual story is. The federal government plans to automatically register eligible men for the military draft beginning in December, according to a proposed rule that was just published last week. The Selective Service System, the government agency that maintains the database of draft-eligible Americans, submitted the quote-unquote automatic registration rule change to the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs on March 30th. Congress approved automatic registration for the draft last December as part of the 2026 National Defense Authorization Act. Must-pass legislation that authorizes funding for military personnel and operations. Quote, this statutory change transfers responsibility for registration from individual men to the Selective Service through integration with federal data sources. So you'd be registered, but it would be more of an automatic thing. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet GMC Skylines. And Jeff, you're on the air.
Yeah, would illegal aliens be eligible for the draft? God bless America.
Yeah, I kind of doubt that.
That's an interesting thought right there.
Because if they do, they wouldn't be here to vote.
That's true. Yeah, right. Well, they can vote by mail, of course.
Oh, yeah. You know. Well, point well taken, though.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, no, of course not.
But I like the way he thinks sometimes.
Well, look, under federal law, most males between 18 and 25 are already required to register with the Selective Service in case a military draft is authorized. I didn't know that. I thought the registration period had come and gone.
I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah. So anyway, if you don't register, you know, it could be a big fine. So anyway, now they're going to make it, I guess, kind of an automatic thing that you would be, you're in that database, which with databases and AI and all that, I mean, that does make the process, I guess, more streamlined and easier. You just have to, I don't know, you have to kind of remember that you're on that list?
Oh, I'm sure if they need you, they'll remind you.
I'll send you an email.
Oh, I'm sure. They'll find
phone
you.
Call? Letter?
Letter in the mail. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's in the mail. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, let's hope that it doesn't come to that where they're going to be called up. All right? Let's hope that Trump can restore real peace to the Middle East. This would be historic. So, of course, Democrats and other naysayers are going to do everything they can to get in the way. If, you know, Trump tried to make Iran where they couldn't get nuclear weapons, he's a warmonger and a bad guy. Trump lets them have 2 weeks of a ceasefire, and the same people are calling him Chicken Little or something.
Yeah.
It is. So no matter what he does, his actions, they're going to judge accordingly. And they are sufferers of Trump derangement syndrome for sure. All right. So a lot of the stuff today is going to revolve around, obviously, what's going on in and around Iran and how that all plays out. We have domestic issues. People still driving trucks that shouldn't be, and unfortunately, still killing Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call now. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning. Hello there, and happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 7:21 right now. We're continuing to follow Operation Epic Fury, day 41, but right now it's time for What's Bugging You? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, what's bugging me is I read an article in the Times of Israel dated yesterday that there was a secret meeting in the White House on February 11th where Netanyahu and his entourage met with the president and his people, and they were selling the war that they were going to have just 3 weeks later. They were selling it to Trump. And after and they said that once we were done, when we started the war, their missile, Iran's missile capabilities would be so weak and they couldn't retaliate and hit our bases in the area, and that they wouldn't have the capability of shutting down the strait.
Yeah, well, I if they sold it to them on that, now they're suffering the consequences of their intelligence maybe not being all-encompassing like they thought. And Mossad has been collecting intel more and better than anybody else on Iran over the last 50 years. So, yeah, maybe they didn't get it all exactly right. Now, you know, that's a newspaper account. But did they interview Netanyahu and he spelled that out? I mean, who exactly would be the source to say that? Somebody high enough up to be in that meeting? But would tell you what was discussed. Okay, I question these kinds of things a little bit. But yeah, if they went there and said, "Here's why we need to go to war," and then you're a little short on the intel part of it, was a threat there or not? I believe it is. I believe that by their own admission, they have plenty of uranium and it's very close to being highly enriched. Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, first I want to thank whoever listens on the road crew for, I mean, maybe they're just trying to appease me by putting the little red circles around the holes, but, you know, maybe it's the first step. But, you know my view on blinkers, that if you don't use a blinker, then, you know, automatic $1,000 fine or 2 days in jail. Okay, whatever. But, leaving your blinker on from Archer Road to Newberry Road, the entire length of Parker Road, they had the blinker on the entire way. It's like, oh my gosh. Okay, I love blinkers, but no. You gotta turn it off.
That was a big welcome to Florida way back in the day when I was just a kid. The left turn signal on perpetually.
Yes.
And wow. It was because it was mostly elderly.
Yeah,
in a retirement area.
Yeah, you're right.
Kaffir Carroll, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is this talk of an automatic draft. We're supposed to be government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And for ever since World War II, we have not had a constitutionally declared war. And through our representatives, we the people should have a say in all this military stuff. But unfortunately, because Americans, we're the ones that pay the price, and we're the ones that pay the price with our men and women that get killed and maimed. But the trouble is that we, the people, have changed so much. The face of this nation has changed so much due to the Democrats. They opened us up to worldwide immigration back in 1965, and Ted Kennedy and them promised, it would not change the face of this nation. And our founders, and then, of course, when that wasn't good enough, Biden opened the borders.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I don't disagree with most of that.
And you know how hard it is to get a man bun under a helmet? I mean, it is really tough.
It's, wow.
It's just not comfortable at all.
Wow.
I mean, she said we've changed, and that's true. So.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. And to be fair, this idea, this whole draft registration, has it was last year. Mm-hmm. So it's not new. The problem I have with it is that's all we do is look for news information, and this is the first I've seen of it.
Isn't that crazy?
That's what kind of irritates me.
Yeah.
All right, 877-975-9825. Wayne, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I'm okay with that automatic draft. I still remember going down to the post office and having to have to fill that thing out under threat of penalty. So anyways, I signed up and served 10 years anyways. But, hey, what's bugging me is, I talked to a lot of people, and you got 1 May coming up, the day for all the commies that get together and petition against the United States and everything. And nobody else, growing up in Florida and happen to have to deal with fire ants, nobody else has had the same idea is to be the gray man and walk through their crowd spreading baggies of fire ants all over the ground. That would just be hilarious.
Wow, you are the idea man.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the workers' day or something. See, I always looked at May 1st as what it really is.
What's that?
The first day of my birthday month.
Well, I'm glad we have clarification on that.
Katie, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, before I get to the bug of me, I'm still laughing at the bun, the man bun under the helmet in my mind. But this is what's bugging me. I get so tired of hearing about these constitutional rights that we have to give these aliens. We have to send them through due process or everybody gets off. Who's that? Then they don't get rights. They have no rights. Only American citizens have those constitutional rights. They don't. And it just makes me so mad.
Yeah. Yep. Because you possess something called logic. But back to your earlier statement and Greg's earlier statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're from the South,
yeah,
they don't even call it a man bun.
Yeah, what do they call it?
A man biscuit.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay,
that's
all
right. That's the dad joke of the hour.
That's okay. There'll be another one coming soon. Next hour.
It'll probably be worse.
Yeah.
7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. ICE finds illegal hiding out in Arizona after an alleged murder. Wow, hard to believe. Not. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Shout out to my friend Judd. That was a good one, but we can't use that on the air.
No.
Oh.
It was funny, though.
But thank you, my friend.
Yes.
It is 7:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Operation Epic Fury, Day 41. Will the ceasefire hold? You still got issues with Hezbollah and Israel. And it doesn't appear that Israel is going to cease fire anytime soon. They may be working through that right now as we speak. They probably are. And the other thing is Iran's already playing a game with the Strait of Hormuz. Yeah, they let, I think, 2 oil tankers through, and then they decide, oh, no. Now, because, Israel is still going at it in Lebanon, because that's where the missiles were fired from Lebanon into Israel, so they have the right to self-defense. Pakistan, who has helped to mediate some of these talks, they claim that, the Israel-Hezbollah thing was part of the ceasefire, but Netanyahu says no, Trump says no, J.D. Vance says no. So that's kind of where we're at that. For now, we've got more coming on that. You remember this local story where, a woman owned a restaurant? Was it Wolfie's? For years, right? Diane German was her name. And she was found dead in her swimming pool. And you think, well, God, what happened? Now, she was 72, but according to people that knew her, she had a lot of energy, And she seemed to be very well-liked in the community. Well, here's the deal. From OcalaNews.com. Months after local restaurant owner Diane German was found dead in her home swimming pool, Ocala police have arrested her boyfriend for murder. Back on December 28th at around 6:55 a.m., Ocala Police Department officers responded to a residence in reference to an unresponsive woman in a swimming pool. Officers arrived. They found the body of Diane German, pronounced deceased. And, she was well-known. In the restaurant business, in the scene all around Marion County and Ocala. And one of the places that she owned over the years was Wolfie's. And according to OPD, German's boyfriend, identified as 50-year-old Michael Roland, claimed to have found German in the pool that morning. He had pulled her out of the water prior to the arrival of law enforcement, and she appeared to have been deceased for several hours. And during the interview, Rowland reported that he said he arrived at German's home that morning, and he couldn't locate her inside, and he looked outside, saw her in the pool, which prompted him to jump in the water and pull her out. But he allegedly denied being at German's home the previous night, saying he was in Jacksonville.
Well, that's nowadays that's easily trackable.
Well, yeah, he claims he was in Jacksonville doing a plumbing job. Mm-hmm. However, a neighbor told investigators that a plumbing truck was observed, but it was at German's residence around 9 p.m. that night, not in Jacksonville. And apparently they have other ways to kind of figure out where he may have been. They located video surveillance footage from German's neighborhood, which showed Rollins' work truck pulling in front of German's residence around 9:35. I think they got that confused a little bit. But anyway, the bottom line is they've charged him with murder.
Wow.
And it doesn't mean, you know, he's guilty, innocent until proven guilty. But that was a bit of a murder mystery for a lot of folks, and it was local, and she was well known and well liked in most circles. And they always look at the people closest to you, because you know that tends to be the largest percentage of the time tends to be the person behind it.
But potentially lying about your location does not make you look good. Again, they can ping your phone, you're on camera everywhere you go. Yeah, people just aren't as sharp as they think they are.
No, it is interesting. Look, we had an arrest. This woman allegedly fell overboard in this little dinghy that the people were in. And she had the key to the ignition with her. So the husband had to row all the way back to, you know, where they were and report. Yeah, she fell out of the boat and then the current took her away. Mm-hmm. Problem was, her daughter said, oh, there's some past history there, and he has shown himself to be violent. And she said, and also, her mom never actually drove the boat. It was always him. So why would she have the key, which is one of those automatic cutoffs?
Right.
You know, if you fall overboard, you take the key with you, thereby ceasing the operation of that vessel. Well, not looking good, so guess what? The cops did arrest him. So, yeah, I don't understand the mentality. Look, there's things that happen in the heat of the moment.
Sure.
But, I mean, when there's premeditation involved, it's like, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You really believe you're going to be that one that doesn't get caught?
Right.
And people don't always get caught. But, I mean, you really think you're going to be the one that's not going to get caught?
Right. Well, how many times have we seen where, and it's usually a guy, is going to commit a crime to someone, and you find them, you know, they're on camera at the hardware store buying duct tape, various
ropes.
Yeah, it's like
shovel.
Yeah, right before something happens.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
So you thought it out.
Yes.
But you didn't think it really out.
No, not a bit.
And then a lot of times, money's a motivator.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh,
I don't want to give her half.
Right.
Well, okay, so you keep your $1 million trust intact or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good, because when you're in prison, you know, you're gonna want to buy stuff from the you know.
Right.
The kitchen or whatever, the cafeteria, the whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm. Commissary?
Commissary. It's like, yeah, you won't run out of money now, pal. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, you're always doing a lot of shopping sprees.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, and plus, I guess you never think of that, like, hanging over your head for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Some completely heinous, awful crime that you did.
Yeah.
And you don't think, well, that won't bother me. I'll sleep good at night. Like,
That makes you wonder about that, too. What kind of mental state are you in where you think, yeah, it's not a crime of passion. It was a well-orchestrated, planned event. And somehow your mind thinks it's okay. And you're gonna live with that.
Even though millions of people suffer from PTSD, because of things they've seen or maybe lives they had to take,
yeah.
but were, you know, legitimized by maybe, say, war or self-defense mm-hmm. or whatever, those people still live with all these nightmares. Just think about you killing somebody who's, well, most people would say innocent.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't that nice. Yeah, but you can't kill her.
No, because then you are the bad guy.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
And you wonder, a lot of times, like, it'll be interesting, this husband and wife thing with the boat, you know, yeah. she fell over. How many times do you discover that he's got a little side action going mm-hmm. on, and maybe that's part of the motivation to cut the old lady loose?
Right. But it's like this is this last couple of weeks, and then you've got the story, I guess the guy's a doctor, took his wife on a hike. And
yeah.
it attacked her with a rock several times. And, oh, well, it was self-defense or whatever. They're like, no, we're not buying this.
No.
Not buying this at all.
Yeah.
Just get a divorce, people. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
And you don't go to prison.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's yeah, when it's all said and done, half of some of the things you may have acquired will be gone. But, you know, that was an arrangement you made when mm-hmm. you took your vows.
And sometimes you just got to come to the fact it's just things. It's stuff. It can get replaced.
What can't you replace? Your freedom.
Yeah.
Once that's taken away, all bets are off. That's just like your health. You can't replace your health. You can't replace your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And you're putting those two things really in peril.
Yeah, you got rid of the spouse. Now who's your new bestie? Just saying.
Yeah, and how do those things tend to work out? Generally, not always, but generally not so great.
Uh-uh.
ICE, they have been busy. There's a lot of ICE stories that I have for you, but this one is where they arrested an illegal alien in Arizona who is wanted for murder in Mexico.
Wow.
This week, ICE agents arrested Jose Gustavo Angelo Bernal, an illegal alien fugitive from Mexico during a targeted operation in Arizona. And Bernal, this Mexican police allege, murdered a woman in November of 2018.
Wow.
And dumped her body in the town of, in the area of Sinaloa there. After the murder, he crossed the border, U.S.-Mexico border, as an illegal alien, got away, and settled in Arizona.
Hmm.
Now, this is significant, as under former President Joe Biden's enforcement priorities, the illegal alien would not have been considered a public safety threat because he doesn't have a criminal record in the U.S. That's how the Biden administration, how they looked at it.
By killing somebody in another country.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, we can overlook
that. Oh, yeah, that happened in Mexico.
That was so far
Everybody
away.
Does that in Mexico. What, are we in a cartel?
Yeah, come on. Geniuses.
Yeah, not cool.
No.
But another example of a cold-blooded killer
mm-hmm.
and who the media would often want you to refer to as non-criminal because they don't have any convictions in their home country. He wasn't convicted yet. He was wanted.
He's just somebody's neighbor,
for that
Bob.
Murder.
He's just somebody's neighbor.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be your new pal.
Uh-huh.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. Mark Calcavecchia. Maybe not a household name, but certainly if you ever watched any golf at all, probably that name rings a bell. Mark Calcavecchia. He was just tossed out of the Masters the other day.
What?
And he'd played there 18 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What's his deal?
Well, they have a zero tolerance rule.
For?
Phones.
Really?
It's a golf course.
Wow.
They want you quiet. They don't need no dinging, no buzzing, no loud conversations.
Man, they are. That's strict.
Yeah.
I mean, you've played there multiple times and you get busted for your phone.
Yeah. It doesn't exempt you from the rules.
That's embarrassing.
Lesson learned the hard way. He was a 1989 British Open champ. Mark Calcavecchia. He was taken out of Augusta National Golf Club by security on Tuesday.
Wow.
Security's going to show you the way. I know the way out.
Yeah.
I've been here more than the security guy has. Trust me.
Yeah.
No, sorry. We're going to help you leave.
That's a little humiliating.
Now there's, we don't know all the details. Here's what we do know. When Golf Week called him and said, hey, did you really get tossed out? What's the deal? And he was like, I've got nothing negative to say about Augusta National Golf Club and the Masters, so I think we should literally hang up right now.
Wow.
Which he then did. Click.
Whoops.
And the Augusta National Golf Club has not publicly commented on the report either. But here's a 13-time PGA Tour winner. Played in the Masters. Amazing. 18 times during his career. The closest he got was to winning. He was runner-up, 1988. Yep. By the way, this isn't the first time somebody got booted that had, you know, a bit of a history with the Masters. Got booted out.
Really?
Yeah. Former Tour player and Golf Channel broadcaster Charlie Reimer was caught using his phone and kicked out back in 2011.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You gotta have a certain amount of respect, though, for them having rules, and they institute them, and then they follow through, and it doesn't matter who you are, who you think you are. It sounded like he was very much humbled by the situation. Wow. Calcavecchia, he wasn't acting like he was all that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That helps a little bit.
I mean, John Daly can do a keg stand on 17, and they wouldn't dare throw him out. But you have a quick little conversation with your stock trader,
uh-huh.
And all of a sudden you're the bad guy.
Wow.
See you later, pal.
Man, talk about that. That's a true zero tolerance thing there.
Well, people take the Masters is very. That's a serious situation. I mean, people. We've talked about this. People pay thousands and thousands of dollars to rent a home there. There's people that leave. They like live there. Like, yeah, we live there, but we give up our house for the Masters because it pays our mortgage for like 4 months.
That's something to think about.
You can't blame them.
No.
And then people, everybody seems to have a good time.
Huh.
And a ticket is hard to come by. So if you are fortunate enough, and I know some of the listeners are. Good for you. Don't bring your phone. Don't even. I would leave it in the car, so that you're not even tempted to turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're watching you.
Apparently.
They're watching and they're listening. All right. Pakistani illegal alien truck driver accused of killing Maryland father in a crash.
Oh my.
Again,
goodness.
Another story. Yeah. And the list goes on. This just added to the list. There's no reason to really go into any detail on that, is there? And I know various jurisdictions and stuff, they're trying to crack down on this. I know in Florida they've done, you know, like massive stuff through the, like the way stations and things.
Mm-hmm.
And they busted a bunch of them. And it's almost like one of those things where, you know, you use time and resources, but you know, you come back with a lot of fish when you go fishing for this kind of thing, unfortunately. All right. Biden-appointed judge, a federal judge, blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary amnesty for thousands of Ethiopian nationals in the U.S. since 2022. And remember, the whole idea was it was supposed to be temporary. Hence the name of it. Temporary Protected Status, TPS. It's temporary, right? It was already supposed to have, you know, gone by the wayside. It would have already sunsetted anyway. And President Trump says, these people don't get that special protection. It was temporary. And then, as Greg would say, but a judge. Yeah. And this guy, Judge Murphy. Yep. Murphy noted that the will of the president does not supersede that of Congress. Fundamental to this case, and indeed our constitutional system, is the principle that the will of the president does not supersede Congress. Presidential whims do not and cannot supplant agencies and statutory obligations. The executive order in January of 25, Trump directed Secretary of State Rubio and the Attorney General, Secretary of Defense, Homeland Security to ensure that TPS designations are consistent with the provisions of Section 244 and that they're appropriate in scope. Judge Murphy found that DHS disregarded
the procedures that Congress enacted that govern TPS and provided pretext rationale. In December, DHS announced that it was ending TPS amnesty for Ethiopian nationals. In a press release, warned that Ethiopian nationals with no other lawful basis for remaining in the U.S. have 60 days to voluntarily depart. And then they also warned February 13th that they may arrest and deport any Ethiopian national without status after their TPS has been terminated. But a judge. It's another but a judge. Not to be confused with but a jeg.
Or Buttigieg.
Or whatever.
Or Buttigieg.
Or whoever.
Or whatever. Whatever his name is.
Yeah. All right, we've got special guest Carl Zalek. He is due in here any moment now. We're going to talk about the ongoing issues in Marion County.